Lung by Anne Money. The human body is a wondrous thing, you see. The left lung is smaller than the right lung to make room for the heart. Even the body knows how to adapt to survive. I always thought the shortness of my breath was because of how you always seem to steal every single one of them in your presence. And I have shitty lungs to begin with. What more is the amount of smoke I inhaled when you can't seem to put your pack of cigarettes down. You always tried to get me to take a puff, and I always refused. This was before I knew about the smaller left lung. You see, in my opinion, you were smoking enough for the both of us. Each stick of cigarette decreases your life by 7 minutes. I always thought you were reckless. You were a ticking time bomb. I don't need to multiply every stick by 7 minutes to know that. You see, except for identical twins, every person in the world has a unique scent. And I guess that's the reason I can still somehow identify your all-consuming scent of mine. And man, every turn I make, and people associate memories with scent. You can only imagine the tidal wave of emotions that I carried me in it. Somehow, I can still drown in the smell of your shirt, even after I wash it more times than I could count. Somehow, I just know that all the smoke is loud I pass through will be enough to rain on my parade and remind me of you. How it shouldn't really matter anymore, but as clings to my clothes, I am reminded that I only will ever have your smell to go back to. I'll never, ever have you. Not again. The brain is much more active at night. I am living proof of this fact as I wait for sunrises to emerge, as they are the only evidence that I survived another night. It's easier to sleep in the morning when the sound of the world lulls me. Evidence again to the fact that the world could still continue after even losing you. And my brain has to shut up at one point. I hold on to this the way I hold on to you for so long. Women's hearts beat faster than men, and I think that's unfair. It's unfair that the one who loves less gets to leave the relationship with fewer scars, even when both took a dive in a room full of broken glass. You perhaps managed to develop an immunity to pain or taking risks or falling in love somehow. I think these words are just synonyms. The way you made goodbye and forever mean the same thing. It takes around 200 muscles to take a single step, but I realize it can't be that much since I watched you walk so easily away from me. How every step felt like a taunt. How it took me back to high school, where boys called me ugly because I'm darker than every other girl. I didn't throw a punch that day, nor a fit, but I wish I did. But I didn't want to give you the satisfaction of breaking me. I'm like the human body, you see. I know for a fact that I am capable of adapting. I am a smaller left lung. I made room for your heart I thought I could save, but I was another cigarette burning too close to the filter. But even now, I can probably identify the feel of your skin, even with no light on, feel every reach of your body, and could recite every single time I passed a childhood scar. Say the story of it. In every one of them, I could still probably make my heart sink with yours. Could make a beat for my words to go with. You are the music my rhymes can exist without. And I just can't make myself and learn you. Thank you.